Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. If you missed my somewhat scathing review of 50 Shades of Grey, I could sum it up probably very quickly of saying if you're looking for some education about how to be a little more creative in your sex life, I would suggest that you rent 9.5 weeks with Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke that was done by Adrian Lynn in 1986. First of all, it's consenting adults. You don't have a incredibly naive, virginal high school or a college senior going out with a 27-year-old multi-billionaire with his own helicopter who... is engaged in, I suppose it's vaguely consensual, in that she's presumably in her 20s, as is he. But if you're looking for something that's a little sexier and with two adults who get to both have some control of their relationship, you're much better off with 9.5 weeks. If there's a prequel, and of course two more books that were written, I'm much more interested in a roommate who was beautiful, sexy, the valedictorian, and hanging out with Christian's brother, who apparently is vaguely sane and that he doesn't have a playroom with all sorts of S&M toys. I don't know. I just think that there are more and more things that are sending women farther and farther back into the dark ages. And speaking of dark ages, it's sort of interesting to me, and I don't know if this is good news or bad news. There are two news stories today with parents on the firing line. One is that, see if I can get the headline here, there's a Puerto Rican bill to fine parents of obese children. A senator in Puerto Rico has filed a bill to attempt to curb obesity by having schools fine kids, not fine, F-I-N-E, but F-I-N-D children who are obese, refer them to public health advisors to determine the cause of obesity, formulate a diet and exercise plan, and follow up every 4 weeks. If the situation persists for 6 months, parents can be fined up to $500, according to the bill, and if a third progress report 6 months later still shows no significant weight loss, and it's not clear whether they're looking at causality or not, the parents can be fined up to $800, which is a bit radical. I mean, holding kids responsible or parents responsible for their kids' weight. And obviously, it's going to depend a little bit on the age of the kid. But the idea that obesity is caused by one factor is not very fair. But I think the idea of sort of making it incumbent on people. There was actually an interesting study that was also done that said if you teach people who are poor to budget better, they make better food choices. Duh. I mean, a Happy Meal is much cheaper than a healthy meal, right? McDonald's, a Happy Meal is a couple bucks. Mm-hmm. And broccoli can cost more, a head of broccoli can cost more than that. You're going to have a much harder time getting your kids to eat it. And broccoli, you can't eat broccoli as the entire meal. So the idea of making better choices is an easy thing to say until you take the economics into it. All right, the second question is having to do with something that more and more, we've actually done a couple stories on it recently, that the campus sexual assault and binge drinking, what can parents do? And so the question is there anything that parents can do? I mean, you're talking about basically people who are 18 to 22 years old. And the idea is, can parents sort of have any impact on this? I think it really depends a little bit on the parent and a little bit on the kid, because these are not children. And presumably part of these behaviors would be formulated well before the kid goes off to college. that even when parents are involved and even limit their children's alcohol consumption in high school, those children are far less likely to drink excessively in college. So once a kid's flown the nest and is off in college, you may have much less impact, but you can also have impact well before that. And certainly, just educating your kids about alcohol and responsibility. Explain to them if there is a family issue about it. Helping your kids, not necessarily to abstain, although that may be part of it, but how to limit themselves, how to discipline themselves. But making the parents responsible sounds to me, a little iffy. Although, again, if your kid is dependent upon you for money and asking them to account for it, that, among other things, alcohol tends to be relatively expensive, especially if they're drinking it at a bar. So you may want to sort of feel that you're making that an allowance, for example, either needs to be accounted for or that is related to somehow schoolwork or whatever. But bottom line is that if your kids haven't learned responsibility by the time they go away to college, the likelihood of them learning in that environment is not very high. And it is an ongoing problem. As I said, at my alma mater, drinking was not allowed on campus. There were situations which were campus sponsored, but they were off campus, where the people would put Everclear into the punch. The architects, the Archaearchs ball every year was known for people sort of drinking too much and throwing up, which is obviously also one of the cutesy things that happens in 50 Shades is she throws up all over herself, which I suppose we're supposed to find endearing. She actually passes out. But when I was at school, there was no, you were not allowed to drink on campus, and off campus was considered somewhat racy behavior. And Houston, the time was dry, so you could drive with an open bottle. You couldn't have an open bottle of liquor in your car if you stopped and get a jail sentence. There's now Sammy's, which was the student union, the pub, or is now a pub. So things have changed a lot about allowing campus drinking, and we did a story two or three months ago about a school that had been hauled into court for rape violations, for sexual harassment violations, was now saying that fraternities had to assign somebody to police, somebody from the fraternity to police drinking at frat parties, which of course makes no sense. You need to have an outside group doing that because they're not, I mean, what, they're going to have a freshman who's going to tell the president of the fraternity not to drink? I mean, it's not going to happen. It's just unrealistic. So one of the things that we were asking is, because they're now, partially because of this, and it's always been a problem on campus. Every year you read that a couple people during a campus hazing or during binge drinking have died, the car accidents. But I think what has really prompted the additional concern is the sexual assaults. And we know that alcohol is a solvent of the superego, things that you might want to do but wouldn't ordinarily do if you were sober, seem much more feasible when you've been drinking. So we asked people at what age we thought people should be allowed to drink and why. And we got a bunch of comments about it. So we'd like to start there?
Yeah, let's do it. The first couple that we got, a couple of people say 16. Yeah. Cliff actually says drinking at 16, driving 21.
Well, I don't know. A 16-year-old drinking seems a little scary.
Sherry says, I think both the age of adulthood and drinking should be the same, either 18, 19, or 20. But if you can vote, fight in a war, you should be able to drink.
Well, that's always been the issue, is that if you could be drafted at 18, you should be able to drink at 18.
Let's see. Julie says, growing up in Colorado, there was a time when the age to drink was 18 for 3.2 beer.
Yeah, we used to call it near beer.
Yeah. Well, we're hitting the break now. Should I just finish there? Because it's a longer one. Should I
finish? All right, but why don't you hang on to it? We'll cool. Stop it here, and we'll pick it up again in a minute or two. 855-993-7569. Jay, call us back. We'll put you on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. I have about 35, 40 minutes left with you, so not a bad time to give me a holler. 855-993-7569. So we were talking about drinking alcohol, at what age and why. There was no explanation given for 16. I guess because you're thirsty. The explanation given for 18, 19, or 20 was if you're old enough to serve in the armed services, you should be old enough to drink.
Yep.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know that's an old argument that if you're old enough to die for your country, you should be old enough to have a drink. I'm not sure the two are necessarily related. I mean, I see the logic to it to a certain extent, but okay. What else we got?
We'll pick up with Julie again. Julie says, growing up in Colorado, there was a time when the age to drink was 18 for a 3.2 beer.
But it was only for 3.2 beer.
Right. She goes on to say there were even bars for those 18 and over. I guess my thoughts are, if you are old enough to serve our country, then you're old enough to vote, and you're old enough to be considered an adult, then the age should be 18. However, I have a real issue with the age being 18, as some of them are still in high school. For this reason, 21 seems reasonable.
Okay.
Marquita says, she says 25. Assuming the legal age for everything else stays the same. There's far too much going on, legally and otherwise, between the ages of 18 and 21. If we got rid of the oh-so-American sense of entitlement, stopped thinking of alcohol as a right, and started thinking of it as the dangerous and often misused drug that it is, it would only make sense to postpone its use until further into adulthood.
I think you'd have a hard time doing that. It's not that I disagree with it. It's, you know, it's interesting. Is there an age? I think there's an age at which it's legal to buy cigarettes, but I don't think we actually say that it's illegal to smoke cigarettes at any particular age, is there? I think in most states you can't buy until a certain age.
Yeah, I think.
But smoking per se, I don't think is illegal at any particular age. We obviously don't, we're about to make it legal in some states for people to have, to indulge in marijuana. It's not legal any place for people to use cocaine or heroin.
Well, for cigarettes, is it 18 to buy, and then like is it like 16 to be able to actually like legally smoke?
I think it varies from state to state.
Okay.
Here, wait a minute. But the point is does legalizing something? I mean, if we're talking about let's see, cigarette age. Let's see what it says. It's different in different states.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it says here. The problem about making something illegal is it just makes it more profitable for people who are doing illegal things. Let's see. New York raising tobacco age from 18 to 21. This was in 2013.
Hmm.
So, but if you're talking about danger, that alcohol is the major drug of abuse in this country, has been historically, continues to be, of morbidity, mortality. So I mean, the thing about an awful lot of drugs is that the problem about the danger in the drug is to oneself, or that it's illegal, so it's expensive. With alcohol, we know that all sorts of really dangerous behavior comes from the alcohol itself. So, I don't know.
Tony's
but the problem about outlawing is that it just makes it, you know, it just makes it profitable for people who are, I mean, prohibition gave the mafia the stronghold in America, so.
Tony says, why is the ability to legally drink considered such a privilege? It's more lethal than some illegal drugs, and it kills a lot of people. The younger you start drinking, the more likely you are to become alcohol dependent. And when that happens, it's worse than heroin.
Well, I guess that's part of my point of why do we have a legal age? And maybe it's not so much to drink it as to buy it. It's a really complicated issue because it's always been legal, except during Prohibition. And it is, as he points out, in terms of, on any level that you look at it, it's more dangerous. I mean, that people who drink tend to be more violent. They tend to be worse drivers. They tend to, I mean, no matter on any criteria, it's harder on your heart, your brain, your liver. I mean, it's certainly not one of those drugs. I mean, there's some drugs that people just kind of nod out. And there's some that make people giggly and happy. Alcohol doesn't tend to do that. Alcohol certainly has, and it has certainly different reactions in different people. So the question is, I mean, you certainly don't want to make it illegal because we've already discovered that doesn't work very well at all. And so But there's not a legal age. Well, there is a legal age, I guess, on states that have pot, that have marijuana laws. I don't know. It becomes a very complicated issue. All right, keep going.
We had a couple of people say 18. One person, Kathy, said 30, maybe 35. One person said 82. I think that's a bit of a stretch.
82 is good. There you go. Happy hour. Yeah.
Cynthia says 25. That's when the body and brain have reached its full physical maturity. Drinking is more harmful on any part of the body that is still developing. Let's go to Bill. Bill says, if you're old enough to serve your country and take hostile fire, you might need a drink. Alan says, 25, and the same with marriage. You need at least 10 years removed from 15 to be mature.
All right, what about, wait a minute, let me just stop and sort of throw an idea out there. If you need to get a license to drive, you need to get a license to get married, you need a license to fish. What if you needed to take some kind of test to prove that you were capable of handling alcohol? So that it would be licensed in the same way other behaviors are. And that you'd have to demonstrate a certain proficiency. For example, it may be that you had to take a written exam to prove that, and you knew the statistics about drinking and driving. Or that you had to go through a course to learn about how to know when you'd reached your limit, or how to say no to drinking, or maybe what if there was a licensing procedure in the same way? Let's just use medical marijuana for a moment as the model. To get a permit to a license to use medical marijuana, you have to go through. There's a criteria for it, and it varies from state to state. And not every state is going to require a certificate for medical marijuana. But what if you had to sort of demonstrate a certain level of knowledge or responsibility, or what if, for example, you can't drive a car unless you can prove that you have car insurance? So maybe rather than making it an age per se, it was the age at which you could take an exam or be licensed for it. Think about it, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, the tank's covered.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy.
Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we're talking about an issue that comes up in various forms at various times, whether it's, we're talking about drinking behavior in the United States and at what age should it be legal. And the fact that drinking behavior is responsible for probably at least 30,000 deaths on the highway every year, which is they're usually about 55,000 people killed on the highway year in, year out, and at least half of them, that's probably conservative, are directly attributable to drunk driving. Although it turns out that drunk driving is getting less common and drugged driving is getting more common, which probably doesn't come as a great shock, given the age of the population and the tendencies. Although drinking is coming back, binge drinking is responsible for deaths every year for an assumed huge number of sexual campus assaults, morbidity, mortality, domestic violence. So we're talking about at what age should drinking be allowed. And some people are in favor of lowering the drinking age. Some are talking about increasing it, and I just sort of came up with the notion that it should be licensed like other kinds of behaviors, including medical marijuana, that you should have to take a test, that maybe you're given a card, like a frequent drinker, and the less you drink, the less expensive alcohol is, and as you increase your intake, the cost of drinking goes up, because not only on your insurance, because everything would be on a, you know, we're probably 5 years away, but probably not a whole lot more than that. When babies are born, that they'll just put a little, a little computer chip in their heels, and it will have your phone number on it, your social security number, your zip code, your medical history, and your ability to do any one of a number of things. And the idea being that you could actually keep track of people's drinking better, that the more you drank, the more expensive things would be, because you're going to have to be paying for things like your liver transplant. You know, actually don't do liver transplants. I'm exaggerating a little bit. But your hospital care, you could certainly, it would be easy to tell whether people were drinking and driving, because if they'd been drinking at a certain time and then got into a car, that would probably be registered. They're already talking about putting breathalyzers in cars, that so your car wouldn't start if you'd have to breathe into it before you could start your car. And the idea being it would be a source of revenue, of education. And for people who didn't drink, that their insurance premiums would go down. I mean, there are all sorts of ways of doing it without prohibiting it. And basically, if you want something, if you want to wipe something out, you don't make a law against it, because that doesn't really work. You just make it expensive. So that's probably what I do. I would just license that before you could start drinking, before you could get a card that you had to present. I mean, people have been doing fake IDs since Adam and Eve. But instead of having, you'd have to present your card, and you know, that it would maybe be on your charge card of how much drinking you did, and at a certain point that your card wouldn't work anymore, so you couldn't get any more drinks, and the system would be computerized, so you couldn't go from bar to bar, and you couldn't drive your car that way. So the idea being, if you want to wipe out your own liver, then it's up to you, but at least you can't get in a car. That there, you'd be able to track it more, so you could educate people more, and so maybe that's the way to do it. That's my latest idea.
I like it.
Thank you.
Let's pick up with Alan again. Alan said, before we went to break there, he said 25, and the same with marriage. You need at least 10 years removed from 15 to be mature. I don't care what era you grew up in. Dr. Joy grew up in the 60s. I grew up in the 80s. I think all eras mature people that don't go down destructive paths are alcohol-free till at least 25, make better choices. I don't think at all, I don't drink at all except once in a blue moon, like a wedding, and it's one glass of wine only.
Yeah, I mean, and again, I think that there are different people evolve different strategies about drinking, and I'm not saying, I mean, look, everybody drinks more than I do, so it's not that I'm against people drinking, it's that I'm against people drinking the excess. I'm against drunken driving, certainly. I'm against throwing up on other people's furniture. I'm against sexual assault when people have been drinking. So I think that it's that drinking to excess, and as I said, I actually know one person, and I just happen to know him, that clearly had a drinking problem. He was a broadcaster, and he did sports, and I actually went to a party with him. And we walked in together. He had not been drinking, stone cold sober. I went and dropped my coat off. By the time I got back to him, which was maybe 2 minutes, he was drunk. So I think that he may have, I mean, even in 2 minutes, it's probably almost impossible to drink enough to get drunk. So somehow I think that he had probably a couple of things, that he had an inability to really metabolize drink, so that he would get drunk faster and easier than the average bear. I think he actually did drink to excess, so I suspect he probably had at least a couple of pops on an empty stomach. But it was extraordinary, because usually it takes people a while to get drunk. And it may also be that psychologically he had a better time, or he felt that he had a better time. He was a more interesting person when he'd been drinking. So part of it, if you've ever been at a party where people have been drinking, and everybody's is getting, you know, a little tight, and then something happens, that there's somebody gets sick or there's an accident, and watching everybody sober up. So part of our willingness to be drunk whatever that means, is psychological. Part of it is not. It is biochemical. So,
Robert says, 16, if you can have a job and have many kids and can quit school. He says, I drink.
Well, let's look at that for a minute. I'm not sure that any of those are behaviors or ones that we want to sort of hold up as sort of the ideal. First of all, I think to be able to drive a car, you have to pass a driver's test. To quit school is just plain stupid. I mean, you can do it legally, depending on the state, quite often at 16, but it certainly doesn't make any sense. And to say, well, we're going to add alcohol to all of that, doesn't seem to me the world's smartest thing to do. If we don't try, and as far as I'm concerned, you can have sex at any age, but you can't have babies until you pass a test. And you put a little spigot in guys, and when they're born, and they can have sex till their eyeballs rattle, but they can't procreate until they've passed an exam that says they're fiscally responsible and they're ready to parent and that they're ready to be somewhat faithful and monogamous. So, you know, I'm a great fan of licensing rather than outlawing or punishing after the fact.
Robert goes on to say, I drank when I was a preteen, got drunk, and learned that that's not something that I wanted to do. So it can also have that effect.
Well, but again, I think that quite often that's in a family situation. I was never interested in smoking, and both my parents smoked, but I know parents who, when they would catch their kids smoking, would make them smoke a whole pack of cigarettes, which will make you deadly ill. And that cured an awful lot of kids of smoking. And in terms of drinking, that quite often it was drinking under, you know, in family-controlled situations, whether it was either at a family dinner or wine or as part of a religious celebration. And so kids learned to be responsible about alcohol, and it wasn't forbidden fruit. They weren't stealing it from their parents' liquor cabinet or going to their friends and getting drunk. So part of it, I don't know that I'd hold parents responsible for kids' drinking behavior once they're in college, but before they're in college, the family approach toward alcohol is going to affect, it may not govern, but it's certainly going to affect the kids' approach to drinking and whether they think it's a good idea or not such a good idea. Watching their parents, I think there's nothing like watching drunk Aunt Uncle Sam every Thanksgiving get potted to convince you that maybe this isn't something you want to do.
Karina says they should be allowed at 14, just sips of their parents' drink with family at family functions. At 16 to 17, they can have their own drink, just one, at family functions. And at 18 to 21, one to two drinks only with family at family functions. By family functions, I mean special occasions like a bonfire, camping trips, or other social occasions. This should be done to properly teach them how to drink and when to tell if they've had enough. Also, if you don't make it completely taboo, then they won't. Then they will not be drawn to it as a way of rebellion.
I agree. And again, I don't think it necessarily. I've seen people give in other countries. I mean, it's really interesting to watch how other countries treat drinking. And there's certainly countries, Russia and Sweden being two of them, that have a higher rate of alcoholism than the United States. But there are also ones that have a significantly lower. And part of it is exactly as you say, that alcohol is part of that kids start drinking watered wine when they're very young, probably even younger than the 12 or 14 that she's advocating, and so that they understand that wine is something you drink with meals. There's less hard alcohol, there's less hard liquor, less cocktails. The United States was Americans are the people who invented cocktails, which is, I suppose, alcohol for alcohol's sake as opposed to wine or beer with a meal. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? It is now a new day. How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on March 7th and 8th in Chicago. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking about something that is probably as old as our country, probably the only beverage that's older in our sort of historical iconography is tea, which was dumped overboard. Although Long Island iced tea is a whole different story. is alcohol? If you think about it, that there were actually more pilgrims that ended up drunk and drowning in the canals than were killed by Native Americans and influenza put together. So, and then if you think about the Wild Wild West and the saloons and you know, James Arness walking, you know, Matt Dillon walking in to see Miss Kitty and people shooting each other in the street. It turns out that that also is more television than reality, that because people were so drunk, that more bystanders were actually killed in gunfights than the people they were aiming at. So prohibition was certainly a major part of our history. And if you look at any sporting event, you know, I got myself into some serious issues when a major corporation took over the major corporation I was always already working for and said, you know, if you have ways to improve us as a company, let us know. And I actually wrote a letter and said, stop showing beer ads and liquor ads during sporting events, that you're dealing with a young, impressionable male population, and the notion that you're giving them is the only way to have a good time and to get girls to pay attention to you is to drink. Needless to say, they did not pay much attention to me. Sort of saying, you're a little naive about revenue, Brown, but to say the least. But, it's as much a part of our history and the notion that you can only have a good time if you're drinking, and whether it's beer or champagne, and whether it's the new age cocktail, whether it's Carrie Bradshaw on a Cosmo, or Cinderella drinking champagne out of a slipper. I mean, it's really part and parcel of how we view ourselves, but it's also dangerous. And it's responsible for death and dismemberments on the highway. It's responsible for violence on college campuses and in homes. That we know that alcohol increases the incidence of domestic violence. We know that it's responsible for huge health issues. And yet we continue to sort of have a war on drugs that doesn't include the most lethal of all the drugs. So we're sort of looking at, all right, at what age should people be allowed to imbibe? And clearly, the issue, if you listen carefully to the respondents, is not so much the age, because it's ranged from, what, 14 to 82, but why? Yeah. And whether or not allowing young people to have some access to alcohol makes them less prone to abuse or more prone to abuse. Whether it's something that should be considered a rite of passage or a rite at all. All right, so let's, we've got about 5 or 6 minutes. Let's finish this up.
Dawn says, I grew up in a home that if you asked, you could have a sip or so. So it did not seem that important to me at any age. I would say if you can serve your country, then you should have all that goes with that regardless of age.
But what if serving your country is viewed as a responsibility? And what if being allowed to drink, even to excess, is viewed as a liability? Why would the two necessarily be grouped together, even though historically they have been? And that's been one of the arguments, is if you're old enough to die for your country, you're old enough to have a drink. But why? Why don't we say if you're old enough to die for your country, you're old enough to be able to shoot heroin? Or that you're old enough to be able to have sex with women without asking. Why, or that you're old enough to be able to drive a car without a license. I mean, why are those two things necessarily yoked, even though they have been? But if you look at the logic, where is the logic in that? There isn't any, except that we have a long history of soldiers drinking. And sailors and air cadets and whatever. But, I mean, that's like saying if you're old enough to drive a plane. No one would ever say you're old enough to drive a plane, you're old enough to drink. Because the notion of your pilot having had anything to drink within 8 hours before he gets into the pilot seat or she gets in the pilot seat is against the law. So why have, and again, just think about it for a moment, even though it's common wisdom. Is there anything wise about it at all? And I would argue probably not. They have nothing to do with one another.
Peg says, 16 with the family, not to exceed 8 ounces until sometime after 20, because families, i.e. the Belgian family that I was married into, served drinks to everyone. For example, a tray of whiskey and Coke was passed to all on most occasions. Nobody was driving anywhere for hours. Nobody overdid it. Just a Belgian tradition. I imagine the Germans are the same, but legally, out in public without parents, when they grew up, when they grow up and can be responsible, that might be 40, judging from these kids I'm seeing these days.
Yeah, see, I'm in favor of licensing it, that you have to be able to just, I mean, if you need a license to be able to fish, you should probably need a license to be able to drink like a fish, or at least to be able to drink. So, yeah, I think there needs to, because some accountability, some discussion, maybe even checking out people's DNA to see whether or not you have a propensity to alcoholism in your family. I know that that's not exactly what DNA can tell you, but at least, and we're certainly moving in that direction where we can tell whether or not people, you can always check out your P450 chromosomes to see whether or not you can metabolize alcohol. So there actually are ways of seeing whether or not you're going to be able to how well you're going to be able to metabolize alcohol.
David says, do away with the rite of passage demonstration. Remove the age limits. If you drink, it will not be to prove you are grown or brave enough to violate the law. It works fairly well in Europe.
I think that may be true. I think that there are not, to my knowledge, and as I said, you know, having spent some time in France, of seeing even small children who would drink wine at the table, but it was watered. They also drink coffee. They drink coffee that's been diluted greatly with milk, but then so do I. So, again, different approaches to it.
Last one here. Pablo says, my father caught me drinking when I was 15. So he says, so you want to have a drink, huh? Okay, let's drink together, you and me. We're at home. I got so drunk, I got sick and didn't want to drink anymore after that. Our drink of choice was Bacardi.
Yeah, anything with a little sugar in it. Well, so how old is he now? Do we have any idea?
He did not indicate how old he is.
And whether or not that made him a lifelong teetotaler or not. Yeah, I mean, it's different. You can see the issue is not the age. The issue is the philosophy behind it. And unfortunately, we live in a country that suggests that the only way to really have a good time is to drink. And I've been on planes, for example, and had a glass of seltzer, and people said, wow, how'd you get a drink? And I said, it's water. And they said, are you in recovery? The only way they could imagine people not drinking was if they were in AA. Stay tuned. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.